ID laws. It basically eliminates voter ID, because if you can just sit at home and vote, then why do you need voter ID? Am I right? Yes, of course. And then, of course, it will enrich political consultants. It will basically enrich Democrats and their 501c3s. And she likes to call it For the People's Act. No, when Nancy Pelosi says it's for something, just know it's the opposite. It's For the Politicians Act. That's exactly, and only Democrat politicians.
Megan, how can folks reach out to you?
ReaganBabe.com. You can sign up for my newsletter. We should be able to capture that data right now. ReaganBabe on Twitter, ReaganBabe on Instagram, and that's it, I think. And Facebook. ReaganBabe on Facebook. Yep.
I love you, girl. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Appreciate you.
There you go. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. And she'll be adding more platforms as we move along. Stay where you are. We've got a lot to do. We're going to let you hear from Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk is really a fresh voice out there. He is the founder and president of Turning Point USA, which is a conservative youth activist organization with over 250,000 student members. He is the author of a book, The MAGA Doctrine, The Only Ideas That Will Win in the Future. And more importantly, he is the guy that occupies 3 hours just ahead of this program. So if you tune in at 3, hey, tune in at 2. Listen to an hour of Charlie Kirk, because he is really, really good. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. You'll get to hear from Charlie Kirk, who joined me earlier today right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
5:30, I just checked out the traffic cams, and I see a lot of congestion there on the Southern Beltway as we speak. 215 westbound at Green Valley, 215 eastbound at Gibson. You're pretty much touch and go there, 215 west at Tenaya. Also, some heavy volumes there. Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda, South 15 at Flamingo. On the Northern Beltway, those lane restrictions are causing backups on that ramp leaving US 95 north to go 215 east. Those narrow lanes continue through August. And do expect some construction on St. Rose Parkway westbound. That is between Las Vegas Boulevard and the 215. Interchange.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders released three players. None of them probably had much of a future in the organization. In linebacker Ukeme Eligwe, defensive end Jeremiah Valanga, and also defensive back DJ Killings. What is interesting about these moves, all three of these players opted out of this past season. That was allowed. It feels odd that all of these players who opted out were released on the same day. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they get an overtime win yesterday. They knock off the Minnesota Wild by a 5-4 score in OT. Max Pacioretty had the game winner. Minnesota and Vegas wrap up their two-game series tomorrow. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in minutes, Charlie Kirk. You hear him every afternoon, noon till 3 on this very radio show, on this very radio station. You'll get a chance to hear from him in just a couple of minutes. First, though, let's go to Scott. Scott, you're up. I think we've figured out your phone problems. What's going on, man?
Yeah, am I coming through better now?
Kevin? Much better.
Okay, this is the best layoff letter I've ever seen. You're going to love this, and if Brady out there is listening, I think he'll love it too. Here we go. Dear employees, as the CEO of this organization, I have resigned myself to the fact that Joe Biden is our president and that our taxes and government fees will increase in a big way. To compensate for these increases, our prices would have to increase by about 10%. But since we cannot increase our prices right now due to the dismal state of the economy, we will have to lay off 60 of our employees instead. This has really been bothering me since I believe we are family here, and I didn't know how to choose who would have to go. So, this is what I did. I walked through our parking lots and found 60 Biden-Harris bumper stickers on our employees' cars and have decided these folks will have to be the ones to let go. I can't think of a more fair way to approach this problem. They voted for change. I gave it to them. I will see the rest of you at the annual company picnic.
Oh, my God. Scott, you are heartless, man. You are heartless, but I like that. I like that a lot. Hey, Scott, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I got to move on to Charlie Kirk. I had a chance to visit with Charlie Kirk earlier this afternoon, and I got to tell you, he is a smart, smart dude. He is the founder and president of Turning Point USA, which has 250,000 student members, and he is the author of The MAGA Doctrine, The Only Ideas That Will Win the Future, and he's a good guy to boot, and he speaks to a younger generation, which I think is really, really good for our party, and I asked him what he thought of the Trump CPAC speech.
It was terrific. I saw him a couple days beforehand at Mar-a-Lago, and I gave some advice, for whatever it's worth, to just be as positive as possible and focus on policy. And I thought he did terrific. In fact, I believe that if the president would have done more of the direct policy contrast between himself and Biden, I'm not going to say he would have won because there was obviously shenanigans and nonsense in a lot of these states, but I think he would have done better with a lot of swing state voters. I'm a friend of the president's. I defended him quite a lot throughout the last couple of years, wrote a book really articulating some of his agenda, and I could tell you he's at his best when he's giving speeches like that at CPAC. So I was thrilled to see it. He looked like in great form, and he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
I was going to debrief you on that very topic, and that is, what will his role be? Or did he express to you what he would want his role to be? Does he want to be king, or does he want to be a kingmaker?
Yeah, I think that remains to be seen. He could be either, and I think he'll be a great kingmaker no matter what. We have Governor Ron DeSantis, large in part thanks to Donald Trump endorsing Ron in the primary, and I think it's too early to tell. Whatever he decides to do, I think will end up being the right decision. I think he's going to enjoy kind of having the center of gravity in the party go through him and around him. And so I'm of the opinion that the party made in the MAGA doctrine image, a people-centered party, a worker-class party, is a good thing for the country. Donald Trump wants it to be that way. He wants to see these endless wars ended. He wants to see immigration properly done in our country, which is restricting both legal and illegal immigration. So whatever that ends up being, we'll see. But I think that in the meantime, regardless of his decision, we have a very important midterm, and I think Donald Trump wants to get a little bit of revenge. Revenge is a dish best served cold, which in his sense will be sweeping the midterms and him playing a consequential role in that.
And does he plan on primarying that whole laundry list of Mitt Romney and folks like that? He named names, the rhinos. He named names on Sunday. Is that what he's going to do? Try and take them out one by one?
I don't know. It remains to be seen. I will say, though, that he will. I think the shorter the list and higher and heavier the focus, the better. So go after the big names. Go after the Murkowskis. Go after the Romneys. Go after Liz Cheney in particular. If the list gets too expansive, you probably won't be as effective, and the media will try to spin it. Well, I don't know. We'll see. I'm of the opinion that we need to start primarying these people. I'm of the opinion we need to start really launching serious challenges against Republicans that have decided to be in name only. People say, oh, we don't want to have Republicans fight. Give me a break. They've been fighting against Trump, and you're trying to tell him not to fight back? Like, all of a sudden he's supposed to be, oh, yeah, you know, I really think Liz Cheney's great. I love how she wants to declare war on every single sovereign country across the planet. Like, not so fast. I think that it's time to launch serious primary campaigns. Then after that, we can unify and worry about defeating the Democrats.
Again, Charlie Kirk joining us. You hear him every day, noon to 3, right here on AM 670 KMZQ. I want to ask you how we fix the Republican Party. And some would say, well, wait a minute, you got 74 million votes. Do you really have to fix anything? Do we have to fix something in our party?
We've fixed a couple things. We have to stay more worker and people-centric and less corporate and globalist-centric. And I think that we have to, as a Republican Party, articulate that we're more than just the anti-socialist party. I kind of cringe every time I hear a Republican politician say, you know, vote for me because socialism is bad. Look, I can't stand socialism. I have an organization dedicated to defeating it. But you have to give people a reason to go vote for you, not just against Marxism, not just against socialism. And it should be about stronger families, safe communities, the American way of life and American culture, unified language. These are things that are very important. And I think the Republican Party will survive or die based on the Republican Party's ability to articulate that and motivate the base behind action around those ideas.
You are the founder and president of Turning Point USA. It is a conservative youth activist organization with over 250,000 members nationwide. And I want to ask you, the future of our party, the Republican Party, does it have to go through millennials and younger? I mean, they're doing next gen, on the Democrat side. What are we doing? And is that what you do with Turning Point?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're attempting to do at Turning Point USA. Obviously, the challenges are immense. You know, the campuses are very difficult, mass media. But yeah, look, I'm a big believer that one of the main reasons why young people are remaining so liberal is they're remaining single and they're not owning property. There's other reasons for that. As soon as young people get married, they have kids, they move in, have some form of responsibility, they'll naturally get more conservative. The issue is that that's not happening at the rate it needs to. So there has to be a robust and a very well, a thoughtful, I should say, plan to try to win over younger voters. And I believe the Republican Party's future hinges on whether or not we'll be able to communicate to young people, to diverse voters, people of color, and working class people, you know, why give us power? What is the American way of life? And if we're able to do that, we'll be very successful.
I know that we have all been lamenting the loss of Rush Limbaugh. You don't know this, but I cut my teeth in radio back in Kansas City with then Jeff Christie, who eventually became Rush Limbaugh. And we played touch football together. We played softball together. We were not best friends, but we were both colleagues and friends. I'm curious, Is there going to be one voice? Is there somebody that is the heir apparent out there? Maybe we don't even know he's out there, or she is out there, that could eventually replace Rush Limbaugh?
No, I mean, I think he's basically irreplaceable. I had a chance to get to know him pretty well in the last couple of years, and my goodness, do we miss him. And he was so special, so courageous, so focused, so effective. And, you know, Rush was one of a kind. He invented the medium. And so I think most likely it'll be 10 or 20 voices that replace one Rush. I just, the idea of someone being as impactful as Rush is very unlikely.
I have friends who are very active politically, and they have been directly impacted by big tech. They've had they've been thrown off platforms. It's really scary what's going on out there. Can you talk a little bit about big tech, and have they tried to take you out yet?
Oh, yeah. It's a constant battle. Big tech is an existential threat against our first principles and our first liberties. This was my whole CPAC speech. It was actually around big tech and the stranglehold they have on the flow of communication in our country. And so we have these companies have far too much power. They have an outsized influence in our country. They have to stop funding our Republican candidates, which is a very big problem, Republicans taking money from big tech. And look, these companies are monopolies. They do not share our worldview. They actually hate conservatives, and they want to govern the country in a very radical, fringe, and dangerous direction. And so they censor conservative speech, they manipulate search results, and you know we need to use the full force of the government to hold these big tech companies in check.
There you have it, Charlie Kirk. Good guy, and the guy that precedes me every afternoon, noon to 3, and I'm going to tell you, he is a bright light. He is a budding superstar in the Republican Party, and mainly because he's talking to people who are much younger than the normal Republicans, which I think it's good. I think it's healthy for the party. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday, we brought you a clip of Alejandro Mayorkas. He is the new head of the Homeland Security. He's the secretary of the Homeland Security. And he said something that was just incredulous. I mean, just nobody must have briefed him. Somebody asked him, well, in fact, I'll let you hear what he said, answering the question that he answered. And then Karl Rove will evaluate. Here it is.
Do you believe that right now there is a crisis at the border?
I think that the answer is no. I think there is a challenge at the border that we are managing.
If there's not a crisis, why is HHS building new tent facilities? Why is DHS in the process of building new tent facilities? Why is the Pentagon looking at building facilities? Everyone knows there's a crisis going on.
Carl, to you, you know the topic well, living in Texas. Is there a crisis or not?
The last 4 months have seen roughly 70,000 crossings a month, which is up dramatically. That source for that is the New York Times, so not necessarily an opponent of open borders. So, that's a big number. And if you go to the border area along the southern border of Texas, you'll see plenty of evidence. I have a hunting lease down in the area, and we've seen more evidence of border crossings, of people making their way across our 10,000 acres of pasture, and than we've seen in years. And you can understand why. The election was between somebody who was tough on the border and somebody who said, I want a more welcoming posture towards people trying to make their way into this country. And people south of the border heard about it and responded accordingly, which is why we have these large numbers of people coming across the border.
Karl Rove is right. Again, what we have is a lax policy. 4,000 people a day are coming across that border illegally. I'm serious, 4,000. That's incredible. It began as 1,000 a month or so ago, and now it's up to 4,000 a day. That is absolutely incredible. More to do as we continue. We'll close it out for a Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Yeah.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids with five simple truths. One, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. Two, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. Three, the government cannot give to anyone anything that it does not first take from someone else. Four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. Five, when half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked for it, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. I'm Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321, 369-1321, 369-1321.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The last word today, I'm going to give to Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI. He was questioned by Senator Dick Durbin and asking the question, who was behind the January 6th attack on the Capitol? Listen to this.
I'd like to ask you, Director Ree, do you agree that the Capitol attack involved white supremacists and other violent extremists?
Certainly the Capitol attack involved violent extremists. As I said, we, the FBI, consider this a form of domestic terrorism. It included a variety of backgrounds. Certainly there were quite a number. We're seeing quite a number as we're building out the cases on the individuals we've arrested for the violence. Quite a number who what we would call sort of militia violent extremists. So we've got a number who self-identify with, you know, the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers, things like that. We also have a couple of instances where we've already identified individuals involved in the criminal behavior who we would put in the racially motivated violent extremists who advocate for what you would call sort of white supremacy. So there have been some of those individuals as well. One of the things that's happening as part of this is that as we build out the cases on the individuals when we arrest